son here, dear Esther. I never tire of meeting you. Tell me all about the keeper of the king's women. How has he been treating you? On Hagar, this is quite a coup, for I believe that he'll be a very valuable ally. But the access I would have to the political machine would be the greatest if the king would select you as his queen.
You never asked me if I wanted to be queen. Did it occur to you that I might want no part of your scheme? A life of wealth and royalty is not what I would choose. I want to raise my children to be good and righteous Jews. I want to be a doting mother so I could provide the kind of loving family life that I have been denied. By raising such a family, I'll help our people stand distinct and strong while we are exiled in this foreign land. And if we keep our identity as Jews, then perhaps one day we shall return to the promised land and have the chance to pray in Jerusalem once again.
Your motives are good and pure, but I am also a Jew. So remember that when you help me, you're helping your people too. But of your Jewish heritage, you must never say a thing. Blessed prejudice your chance to be selected by the
exactly as you've told me to. But I've been gone for long enough, and very soon I shall be missed. Heck, I will not be happy if he finds out about our tryst. In fact, I hear him, he's coming now. Mordechai, you must at once take
off. Farewell, dear cousin, I hereby vow that I'll be here to meet again tomorrow night.
Farewell, dear cousin, we must at once take flight. Farewell, dear cousin, until tomorrow night, when we will find our gate once more to share our views. Until then, we will